Hashtag, so that's what it was. What do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon?
Well, I just call that good.
Mike, I break up.
It's not, no, you break up your bread in your soup.
No, ma'am. This is, I don't know exactly how this is made.
Well, now what is
it? It has cornmeal in it, and it's soft, and you eat it with a spoon in from a bowl.
And you.
I'm not sure how it's made.
I'll put it right back.
You pick up your bread and eat it with a spoon?
No, ma'am. I don't think you made the bread first. I think you cooked the cornmeal. Maybe sort of like you cooked grits or something.
Oh, yes. I've done that, you know. Well, I think that would be, yes, I don't know, mush.
Okay. Have you ever heard that called kush?
Yeah, kush and mush, that's about the same kush. And you know, you can pour sweet milk on that. I've seen it done that way.
I imagine that's
put in the soup bowl, yes.
Well, when you fix it like that, is that what you do? Do you just boil it and just put it in boiling water?
You put it in, you cook, you know, make them up in with water and make them up and drop them in those boiling water.
Mm-hmm.
But the cook, when you have mush or cook, you just cook that kind of like you do grits. You just stir
it. That's what I thought, but I
put it in hot water and just stir it like you do with a grits until it gets as thick as you want it and put a little salt in it.
And then eat it with sweet milk?
Yeah, put it with sweet milk just like you might want to eat with rice or grits.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What do you call bread and loaves that's made out of white flour? Just the kind of bread that you buy at the store.
I just call it a loaf of bread.
Would you ever call that light bread or white bread or yeast bread?
Well, you can tell what kind you wanted. You wanted either, if you wanted the light white bread or if you wanted some, you know,
graham
flour.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd have to say what kind you wanted.
Would you ever call that loaf bread?
Yes, loaf bread.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What do you call a round, sweet pastry that has a hole in the middle?
Donut.
Now, have you ever made donuts?
Oh, many ones.
And when you made them, did you make them with baking powder or with yeast?
With what?
With baking powder. Did you put baking powder in them?
Or yeast?
Baking powder, I'm sure, because, I could make good ones. Now, that's it. But you know why? A lot of people don't make good ones. They don't put enough sugar and enough shortening in them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got to be careful in how you... Of course, a little hole, you cut the little hole out.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a perfect, was made for that and put a round in that and had the bottom was perforated, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just dip them down in that hot grease and just so many minutes, you know, they'd be.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Take them out. And, oh, yes. That's what I say. I know my children. I have humored them to let them know all things like that.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't grow up not knowing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And donuts, I just cook.
Well, now, have you ever made any crullers?
Any what?
Crullers.
Let me see.
I'm not sure what they are, but I think they're kind of like donuts.
Yes. You don't cook them like, don't cut them out like you do that. Now, what's the name? How did you spell it again?
I said it, a cruller. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right.
I don't know that sound like, I don't get the saying like that.
Well, it may be the people in some area.
Well, I know there's something else now that what is, you cut them and lady fingers or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, no, that's, they just kind of like a donut.
And they're sweet, too.
And like sweet, that. And you cut them and back, like you have back. Cut them and have about two whole. You cut a little piece of dough,
mm-hmm.
and then take out enough. And when you fold, you put it. You cut it, not both ends open. Just cut it through here,
mm-hmm.
and let the grease go through that.